We dedicate the offering. Living Lord, take this money and the money gathered in other ways, yet all dedicated to your kingdom. Use it and us to serve your purposes of mission in this community and the world. You have no body here on earth but ours, no hands but ours, no feet but ours. Ours are the eyes through which your compassion is to look out on the world. Ours are the feet by which you will go about doing good. And ours are the hands which will bless others in your name. Amen. And now our prayers for others and ourselves. And some of this prayer was written by the Reverend Scott McKenna for the Learn Eldership Book. God of both cosmos and community, who has created diversity and difference, we praise you that our fulfillment and completion are found on the paths of service and reconciliation and justice. In serving one another, we ask that the mind of Christ be in us. Unselfishness, self-sacrifice, compassion, and tenderness in all circumstances. With Jesus beside us, may we move from hostility to hospitality, from fear to love, from loneliness to spiritual solitude, and from exclusion to inclusion. May our hearts embrace our sisters and brothers, and in caring may we listen with our heart and share one another's pain and joy. At this season of the International Day of Peace, may that peace be the peace of Christ, warm in each individual heart, active in each community's identity, acknowledged by each society, and alive in the world and all of creation. Living Lord, build your kingdom in this place. Bring ministers and missionaries to our door. Send ministers and missionaries out from here into the world. We remember and pray for Susan Brown, our moderator, for Fiona Kendall, our missionary partner, and for all ordained ministers and elders. We ask you to bless and encourage those who minister on social media and those who witness to your love and grace by sharing their blogs. We pray for people in all the many caring roles. Show us how we can create space for them to be, to sense your peace and to renew their strength. We pray for our Queen and country in these difficult and uncertain times. We commend our families, our friends, our community, and the people sitting on either side of us now into your care. Bless and keep them in the power of your Holy Spirit. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.